Lassie, the world's most famous dog, and Red Heart, America's favorite dog food, team up for The Lassie Show. Yes, from Hollywood, it's The Lassie Show, transcribed by John Morell and Company, makers of three-flavor Red Heart. And here is Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's lovable motion picture star, Lassie, in person. Lassie is fed Red Heart exclusively, and Lassie's vigorous bark, strong body, and fine glossy coat are positive proof that Red Heart helps keep dogs healthy and happy. Lassie speaks for Red Heart. All three wonderful flavors. And now to introduce our story, here is Lassie's owner and trainer, Rudd Weatherwax.
Thank you, Charlie. And hello, everyone. Well, today Lassie plays the part of a collie named Ranger in a comedy entitled I Learned Him. Because this story was so well received early in our series, we have decided to tell it again. It all started when little Willie, spending a day in his favorite playground, the railroad yards, found a dog and took it home with him.
Ma! Hey, Marty!
Shut up that banging, Willie!
All the time banging, that's what.
I ain't banging, I'm knocking only.
Knocking with what, your feet?
Look, Ma, look at the classy pooch. Can I keep him or can I?
A dog? You crazy?
Oh, Ma, no. He's a swell dog, honest, Ma. And he follows me everywhere. I'm gonna keep him, huh, Ma, huh?
A dog. Here it is, we can't eat ourselves, and we gotta eat a dog yet. Are you nuts, Willie?
Oh, Ma, I'll feed him some way, honest, I will.
What's all this you're shouting, huh?
See, now your old man wants in on the argument. Who's shouting?
A dog, I hear you talking. Hey, Willie, a dog, huh?
Hi, Pa. Yeah, here he is. Ain't he classy? Speak, boy.
Huh? He does that when you tell him.
Sure. Watch. Speak, boy.
Hey, that's pretty good. Well, he talks already.
Better he should keep his mouth shut. I get tired all the noise around this here place all day.
Well, bring in the mud. We'll give him a good look at that, Willie Hay.
You're not gonna keep that dog.
Come on, boy. Come on in.
Shut up!
Why shut up? Remember, free speech. You learned him what to do this, Willie? When?
This afternoon, Pa. In 5 minutes, I got him doing all kind of tricks. Honest. Yeah. Either the dog is awful smart or I am. I don't know which.
No doubt the dog. You take after your father.
Hey, show me some more tricks you learned him, Willie.
Sure. Watch, Pa. Watch, Ma. Sit up, boy.
Hey, look there. How straight he sits up, hey, huh?
You should sit so straight.
Would I?
That's nothing. Watch. Lay down, boy. Now roll over, boy. That's it. Now play dead. Shh.
What do you like?
That's it. Now roll over the other way. Atta boy.
Now, this is something very, very interesting. This dog here could be used very, very well. He could learn to go and get stuff.
For you.
For me.
It ain't gonna work. I can tell you that.
Why not?
The handle on the pail would hurt his mouth.
Very well. Very well, madam. But you cannot deny that this dog could save me a lot of trouble if we learned him to go and get the newspaper every night.
Yeah. But first you gotta learn him to climb over the neighbor's fence.
Hey, Ma. Hey, Pa. Can I keep him, eh? Can I, Ma? Can I?
Okay. So keep him. But when he does that rollover trick, see that he slides more around on the linoleum. It'll save me from dusting.
This here dog could be very handy also to go get my slippers. That's if I ever get any slippers.
Hey, and I got a swell name for him. This here dog looks just like that swell moon picture dog. So I'm gonna call him the same name. Ranger. See, he likes that name, Ranger.
This mutt, he looks like a moon picture dog. Willie, stop combing your hair. It's mussing up your brain.
Well, he does look like a picture dog. Remember, I've been playing with him all afternoon in the railroad yard. Who can stay clean?
That reminds me, Willie. You gotta take a bath. One of these days.
Oh,
Ma, hey, Ma.
Shut up!
Yes.
What's the matter? You got a job?
Oh, no, nothing like that. Look, for a month now, you remember how Willie calls this dog? Ranger, he calls him.
Yeah.
After the famous Moon Picture Dog. All right. This here dog is Ranger, the Moon Picture Dog.
Stanley, how many times I got to tell you? You listen too much to them pool balls knocking together.
Ma, listen to me. Look here. See, in the paper it says, after a month of secrecy, the disappearance of the famous movie dog Ranger has been admitted by the studio. However, the public is being asked to help find him.
Yes.
A reward of $3,000 will be paid to the finder of Ranger by Herbert Fisk, owner and trainer.
$3,000 for this mutt? Excuse me, I mean dog.
When it says here, you can read it. And look, the picture. It's him.
Hey, what do you know?
Yeah.
Hey, close the door. He shouldn't be in a draft.
No. Maybe we should let him lie on the sofa now, huh?
Oh, no, he'll get all dirty. Put him in your bed.
Hey, right away I call Hollywood to come and bring 3,000 fish. Ma, we better give this here dog a bath.
Look
at him.
Yeah, a bath. I tell you, I'll use that there last bar of perfumery soap I got Christmas, huh?
Good. Very, very good. I'll go get that soap.
Mm-hmm, Pa. On second thought plus second glance at the dog, get also the flit gun.
$2,700,
$2,800,
$2,900, $3,000.
There you are, my boy.
I can use this tank.
Better I can use it,
thanks. Well, I don't care which of you get the money. All I want is my dog back. Now, how are you, Ranger?
How is the dog, he says. The dog is great. Only he is now much more valuable than when we got him. My Willie here learned this dog a lot of tricks.
Huh? Yeah. The kid? The kid taught Ranger tricks?
Quit kidding.
Show him, Willie. Show him good.
Sure. Ranger, speak. Ranger, sit up. Now lay down. That's it. Roll over. That's a boy.
Well, now, how do you like that, Mr. Fisk?
How do I like... Why, I taught those simple tricks to that dog when he was a puppy.
Hey, that's why he learned so easy, I bet.
Why, this dog is almost human. Those silly little tricks don't amount to anything. Why, this dog can read a newspaper.
Yeah, then why didn't he read your ad and collect the 3,000 slugs himself?
You'll find out I learned Ranger a couple of tricks that you don't know about. I tell you that,
Hank. Oh, piffle. Well, I want to get out of here before I go nuts, too. Now, goodbye. Now, come on, Ranger.
Yeah, Mr. Fisk. It's time to retire.
He won't go with you. That's one of the tricks I learned him.
What's going on here? Ranger, come.
No use. He won't go with you.
You holding this dog some way?
Nah. It's just that I learned him not to do nothing unless I tell him.
Why, that's impossible.
Oh, yeah? We'll take him with you.
Ranger, you come, quick. What have you done to my dog?
How did I know whose dog he is? All the kids in the neighborhood try to make him do his tricks. They get him rolling around on the sidewalk so much he's wearing off his hair. So I learned him, Ranger, don't do nothing for nobody but me.
No, what shall I do?
Unloin him again. You should be as smart as my Willie. You're bigger.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Panic. I found the dog. Yeah, he's all right, but he won't come with me. No, that isn't it. He knows me all right. Huh? Yes, I smell the same as I always did. Sure, I know you're ready to start Ranger's new picture. But the kid's the only one he'll mind. What? Bring the kid along, too. But maybe they'll want money. Pay him, huh? How much? As little as possible, but as much as necessary. Okay, I'll try it, dear. Okay, goodbye. And so, Mr. Panic, the producer of Gigantic Pictures, tells me to bring your Willie to Hollywood. Now, how about it?
How's about that? I'm going to be a Hollywooden head.
My little Willie going away from me? Oh, no.
Oh, go Now, madam. We'll take good care of Willie. Put him in a good school. No, you'll be very wise to let him go.
Now then, I would say that my boy Willie was very valuable, hey?
Oh, not very valuable.
Oh, no. Make the dog do tricks. Go ahead, make him.
Okay. How much?
Well, now, in Hollywood, these movie stars, they make plenty of moolah. I think Willie should get a nice salary every week, which, of course, you can send to me.
Now, wait a minute. Willie is going to Hollywood, yes. But he isn't going to be in the pictures.
If I know my Willie, he'll be in them.
Now, you see, like I say, Willie gets his salary from us. I used to be in a theater once.
You? In a theater? Well, I don't believe it.
He did so. He used to sell frozen sweets in the boilie queue.
Yes. Yeah.
And not only that, but my uncle used to be a juggler.
Yeah, and we still got the jug to prove it.
All right, then. How much for Willie?
Well, I would say about 200 a week, huh?
200 a week? Okay, we'll pay it. Pack the kids' clothes and let me get out of here.
Pack Willie's what? Look, mister, when Willie buttons his shirt, his trunk is locked.
And one more thing. You got to give Willie free transportation.
Right. Certainly he gets free transportation. I'll put him in a Pullman.
Ah, Pullman nothing. My Willie is good enough to ride in the coach with the rest of the people.
Well, thank you, Lassie, Tommy Bernard, Martha Wentworth, Ken Christie, Charlie Long, and Earl Keane. And now, a word from our star. Oh, what is it, Lassie? Oh, time for Red Heart. Well, now, which Red Heart diet do you want, Lassie? The bee diet? Fish flavor. Okay. Well, now, which flavor did you have yesterday? The A diet, beef flavor. And which one will you get tomorrow? The C diet, of course, the cheese flavor. Smart dog, Lassie, you certainly know your ABCs. Those three wonderful flavors in Red Heart dog food. You know Rudd feeds them to you in rotation, A, B, C, so you can enjoy a different flavor at every meal. Feed Red Heart to your dog, too. He'll enjoy the variety of those three different flavors. Lassie is fed Red Heart exclusively. And Lassie's a healthy, happy dog with a strong body and a fine, glossy coat. No wonder. Red Heart is federally inspected. Fresh, moist meat and wholesome meat byproducts. It is packed with all those health-giving vitamins and minerals every dog needs to grow normally, develop sound teeth and bones, and resist disease. Red Heart is a complete meal, all ready to eat. Nothing to cook, nothing to add, nothing to mix. Just open a can of Red Heart and serve it to your dog. There's the same fine food in every can. The only difference is in the flavor. Your dog will never tire of Red Heart, not when you feed it to him in rotation. The A diet one day, B the next, and C the following day. Lassie speaks for Red Heart. All three wonderful flavors. Next week, Lassie's going to play the part of a dog named Mike in a Thanksgiving story entitled Reprieve. Don't miss it. Lassie is presented each week at the same time by John Morrell and Company, makers of three-flavor Red Heart, the taste-tested food that your dog will enjoy, the health-tested food that will keep him in shape. Lassie appeared by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, who invite you to see their production of Battleground, starring Van Johnson, John Hodiak, Ricardo Montalban, and George Murphy. The Lassie Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Frank Perrin. It is directed by Harry Stewart. The story was by Hobart Donovan. This is Charles Lyon.
There's a barrel of laughs on Truth or Consequences tonight on NBC.